you see here is big time radio in action, kids.
Wings Callahan and the NSRA Radio Network.
Hey, Mr. Flat Top. Young and strong, his top is flat. A crew haircut, never wears a hat. I don't mean a maybe, he's a real hep cat. My boy, Flat Top. Big broad shoulders, manly hips. Her dreamy eyes with a crazy lip. When he shouts, hey, baby, well, the girls, they flip. My boy, Flat Top. See him rock and roll. Got no dough, but just a nod will get the girls, though it may seem odd. A real cool lover in his old hot rod. My boy, Flat Top. When he shouts,
hey baby,
the girls they flip.
Her lover boy, Flat Top.
I'm a telling you, that snazzy guy really sends you my oh my. He's the most a dreamer's gold. You ought to see him rock and roll. Got no dough, but just a nod will get the girls, though it may seem odd. A real cool lover in his old hot rod. My boy,
her boy,
who's boy?
Your boy.
Dorothy Collins, her boy drove a hot rod and had a flat top. How cool is that? Here's Elvis. And if that ain't loving you, baby, who?
I could ride around the world in an old ox cart and never let another girl thrill my heart. Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you so?
Cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't.
stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Nothing but kissing, hugging me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. She do so pleasing, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My baby don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
That's Little Walker, 1955, rock and roll right here on Hot Rod Radio, USA. And now, gang, it's time for news that isn't new anymore. Wings Callahan reporting. It was this weekend back in in 1733, Joseph Priestley invented carbonated water, seltzer. Oh, where would we be without that mixing drinks? Everything would be a little flat, you know. Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific coast in 1806. The first recorded use of OK, meaning all, correct, was Boston's Morning Post in 1839. Yeah. Let's see what else here. Patrick Henry made those famous words popular in 1775. Give me liberty or give me death. Now, when I worked as a line mechanic at the Mercedes-Benz garage, we used to say, give me liberty or give me guarantee. Just ask Al Garotti. The coin press was invented by Franklin Beale in 1836. The streetcar was patented in Philadelphia by Eleazar Gardner in 1858. The flour mill was patented by John Stevens of Wisconsin in 1880, the Dixie Cup was invented in 1912. The first telephone was installed in the White House in 1929. Really didn't have anybody to call, nothing to say. The first radio broadcast of Truth or Consequences on CBS was 1940. The U.S. Army sold off its last homing pigeons in 1957. Why'd they do that? I don't know. On this date in 1983, the AM General Corporation developed a highly mobility multi-purpose vehicle, wheeled vehicle named the Humvee. Yep, in 83 it became, went on sale to the public in 92, weighed 10,000 pounds, got about 10 miles of the gallon. And of course, this weekend we're also celebrating the birthday of Craig Breedlove, the first guy to go, 400 miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, and 600 miles an hour in a jet-powered vehicle. We're going to play Spirit of America in a bit. But first, this song was recorded back in 1961. It's Dee Clark and Raindrops Keep Falling from My Eye Highs right here on Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Raindrops So many raindrops, it feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she's gone. There must be a cloud in my head. Rain keeps falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. For a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. It keeps on falling.
The only radio show that has a microphone with a built-in gas pedal. Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio USA.
I was just out of the service thumbing through the classifieds when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, "My name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone." Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun
the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard. I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Isn't that a cool song? Riding with Private Malone, that's Dave Ball on Hot Rod Radio USA. Just thumbing through the latest edition of Rodding USA. What a beautiful magazine it is. You can subscribe and check out their website at Rodding USA, RoddingUSA.com. Check it out. Beautiful magazine, edited by Paul Martinez. It's the photography's fabulous. The feel of the pages, you know, it's thick paper. It's a coffee table looking thing. It's just a wonderful book. Rodding USA. Check it out and subscribe. It's one of the greatest looking magazines, automotive magazines you've ever seen. Rodding USA. All right. Hey, here's Freddie Cannon. If you were a rock and roll record.
If you were a rock and roll record, you would be a hit, I know. If you were a rock and roll record, played on every record show. You go around and around and around and around. They never let you stop all day. Around and around with the grooviest sound. You would be the one that everybody would play. You were a musical platter. Soon you would be number one. If I was a phonograph needle, ooh, it would be such fun. We'd go
That's a song Dion wrote back in 1959 when he was on the Winter Party tour with Richie Valens' Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper. Didn't record it till later. They used to sing it on the bus when they were freezing. From the Deja New album, Dion on Hot Rod Radio, USA. And I mentioned earlier that Craig Breedlove was born back in 1937, the first guy to reach on land speeds of 400, 500, and 600 miles an hour. On October 5th, 1963, Craig became the fastest man on wheels when he went 407 miles an hour in the Spirit of America, his car, at Bonneville. Beach Boys wrote a song about him, and it goes like this. The Spirit of America.
Stop. Be right back.
Hot Rod Radio USA.